Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings and Merry Christmas to all of my friends out there. I'm so happy to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ with you. My assumption is that most of you that are listening to this podcast are Christians, and thus for you, today is a very, very special day. And so I say Merry Christmas, praying the favor and grace of God into your life. I don't want to go into the whole story of Christmas today. I don't have a whole lot of time, but you'll hear it from many sources and in many ways, and hopefully you'll share it in your own family. But I do want to remind you that when the angels announced the arrival of Jesus, they said, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And I don't think we could emphasize enough how important that it is that we see the arrival of Jesus as the literal embodiment of peace. That God's anger, that there is no anger in Jesus, that it is all appeased by what Jesus would do for us, that everything has been taken care of because of Christ's sacrificial death. And because Jesus arrived, a kingdom has arrived with him. And I'm not the first to do this. Go read the Apostle Paul and the Apostle John, who put love at the center. If I could describe the peace on earth that Jesus brought in one word, it would be love. That was the basic tenet of the ministry of Jesus. It's what Jesus said was the highest and greatest commandment. Paul would reiterate that in his teachings. The New Testament was really trying to show you that everything hung on love. Not just God loving you, but also us loving one another in the same manner in which we loved ourselves. So when Christianity and this wonderful faith that we have in Jesus Christ, when we put love in that manger, love walking on that water, love feeding those 5,000, love turning the water to wine, healing the sick, raising the dead, love going to the cross, love coming out of the tomb and ascending to the Father, love ever living to make intercession for us, then we cannot help but see the seat of power in the kingdom of God is a seat of love, that from that place, love comes forth. That really makes your faith relevant in every situation. I don't think faith is relevant in every situation if love isn't the centerpiece of Christianity. There is no unrelated love, because love by its very nature is related. I love what I read, a great author, E. Stanley Jones, been dead several years, but he wrote a tremendous book on the kingdom of God. And deep in the book, he made this quote. I want to read it verbatim. So when in doubt as to what to do, do the most loving thing and you will always be right and redemptively relevant. I love that. When you are in doubt what to do, any situation you find yourself in, I wouldn't repeat the quote if I didn't think it was spot on. When you are in doubt as to what to do, do the most loving thing, and you'll always be right, and you'll be redemptively relevant. You'll be right in the sight of God, and you'll be relative in how God paid for the redemption of man, because the redemption of man was paid for in love. It was Christ through his love pouring out himself. It was the Father in his love sacrificing his Son on our behalf. You don't know what to do? Love. On this great Christmas day, love. Spread that love in your family, in your friends, in your home, everywhere you go. It's not just about a baby in a manger. It's about what that baby in the manger showed us through his life. Jesus showed us love. When in doubt, love. Some people said, when in doubt, pray. That's fine. When in doubt, read the word. When in doubt, consult God. How about this? When in doubt, do the most loving thing. That is the heartbeat of God. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.